of thanks to you. I'm helping this year.
Privilege of the floor.
Can you do a moment of silence first before we do this? Yeah.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you could have your seats now, I just wanted to take this opportunity for a moment of silence. Elaine Scott, wife of our own Senator Charles Scott, passed away last night, and after a struggle with an illness for a number of years, and I just would like to take a moment of silence and maybe a prayer to yourselves or to the benefit of Senator Scott and his family. Thank you. Journal Committee Report.
Mr. Speaker, your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of February 13th, 2012 has been read and recommends that it be approved. Signed, Representative Kasparik, Representative Freeman.
And our doctor of the day today is James Broomfield from here in Cheyenne, and then Chairman Lockhart, privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The nurse of the day is one of those outstanding young women that does everything. She can fix a scratch or get you to the right neurosurgeon, and she happens to be my next-door neighbor. And I'd like you to welcome Jeannie Westman to our house and say hello to her because she's a real, real charm.
Representative Goggles.
Mr. Speaker.
Please proceed.
Thank you. It is not every day, ladies and gentlemen, that I am indeed honored to introduce you to the leaders of the Northern Arapaho people, members of the Northern Arapaho Business Council in the West Gallery, Chairman Jim Shakespeare, Vice Chairman Darrell O'Neill, Councilman Norman Willow, accompanied by Gary Collins, Edward Wada, and we cordially invite you to the reception this evening at Little America, sponsored by the Northern Arapaho Business Council and the Wind River Casino. Let's give them a warm welcome to the Wyoming House.
We're at that order of business of introduction, reading, and reference of bills. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 2.
House Bill 2, introduced by Representative Peasley.
First reading the bill.
An act relating to the service process fees.
Representative Peasley.
Mr. Speaker, fellow representatives, I'm just lamenting the fact I didn't get to put this bill up first yesterday. I think this was the role model for the budget session. It changes one word in one statute from biennial to biennial. And I only proposed it to give you a working model for what we should do going forward in terms of our legislation during the budget session. Keep it simple, keep it short, and let's get to the budget issues. This particular bill, with all the co-sponsors on it, you'll see, was something that bothered me years ago when I was a county attorney trying to advise the county about how they go about setting fees and how they did it, and they said, well, this word says every twice a year we do it. And I said, well, just ignore it. You know what it means, every 2 years. So what I'm saying is this is a statute that's been there for a long time. It's been ignored. Unfortunately, we have a lot of those kinds of laws. And to the extent that you want to fix that for us, I ask you to just pass this bill. It has to do with simply the setting of fees for service of process in civil cases. I had several very hot emails about how we should do this or do that with it, but I think this is enough for today, and I would ask your concurrence on that. Thank you.
Seeing no opposition, Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Frechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Escobel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubno. Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Vronish,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Lockhart, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed, 60 aye.
Having received the approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 2 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 12. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 12, introduced by Representative Brown and the Judiciary.
First reading the bill.
An act relating to real property, marketable title act, conservation easements.
Chairman Brown.
Mr. Speaker, we have the Marketable Title Act, which in rough terms says after one has held title to property for 40 years, a lot of the possible defects in that chain of title that existed are overlooked or no longer are considered to be defects, and there has been some concern in the real estate community that that might include conservation easements. That was not our intent when we passed the conservation easement statute, and in fact, that would do great harm to people who donate conservation easements and then take the tax benefits that come with those. So this adds, there are some exceptions to the Marketable Title Act that say it's not intended to affect these things. That would add conservation easements to the list of exceptions so that it's clear that the Marketable Title Act would not in any way void or compromise a conservation easement, which is an interest in real property and exists in perpetuity. So I would ask for your favorable vote on this bill.
Seeing no opposition, Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Lake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery. Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Patterson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Steward.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Vronish.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 no.
Having received the approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 12 is introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 13. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 13, introduced by Representative Brown, the Judiciary.
First reading the bill.
An act relating to property, wind estate disclosure.
Chairman Brown.
Mr. Speaker, we have an existing statute that requires certain disclosures on behalf of sellers to buyers or prospective buyers, unless it's waived. And I have to say most of the time it's waived. But in those instances where it's not, there are some required disclosures. The most notable one that we put in some years ago was that the seller now has to disclose to a buyer if fee ownership of the underlying mineral estate has in any way been severed from the chain of title. And you may recall that's just because we had so much trouble with people buying property and not understanding that there was an underlying mineral estate, which was the dominant estate. Now, we left a trap in the statutes. We have now said, as a matter of law, the wind estate cannot be severed from the surface estate. But before we said that, some wind estates were severed from the surface estate. And so they're severed in the same way that the mineral estate is severed. And those cases are grandfathered. There's nothing we can do about it. There won't be any more, but that makes it even worse of a trap that there are some pieces of land out there that have a severed wind estate, and this bill would propose that as one of those required disclosures, the seller disclose to the buyer if there's been a severed wind estate. Now, in almost all instances, it's going to show up in the title commitment. If they go and do their title work in the traditional way, it's going to show up, and that would function as a disclosure. But this would simply require that disclosure in those isolated instances where somebody got away with it and got a wind estate severed before we put a stop to that they would have to disclose to a buyer so they're not surprised. So I'd ask for your favorable vote.
Seeing no opposition, Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft. Davison,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Patton, Peasley, Patterson, Peterson, Petroff, Korberg, Reeder, Roscoe, Simlick, Stewart, Stubson, Teeters, Throne.
Aye.
Vronish.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye.
Having received the approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 13 is introduced and referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 24. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 24, introduced by Representative Gingrey.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to civil actions, collateral source payment reductions.
Representative Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Rule 28.1 says we're to vote on the timeliness and need of the bill during the budget session, and looking at that rule and also listening to the good representative from Douglas that spoke first today, that where our concentration should be on the budget. This is a much more complicated bill than I thought it was going to be, and I would actually ask you to vote no on introduction.
Any opposition? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Barbuto.
No.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
No.
Flickery.
No.
Bonner.
No.
Botten.
No.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Childers.
No.
Connolly.
No.
Kraft.
No.
Davison.
No.
Edmonds.
No.
Eklund.
No.
Esquivel.
No.
Freeman.
No.
Gay.
No.
Gingery.
No.
Goggles.
No.
Greer. Green.
No.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
No.
Illaway.
No.
Yagi.
No.
Kasparik.
No.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
No.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
No.
Ludnow.
No.
Madden.
No.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
No.
McComey.
No.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
No.
Patton.
No.
Peasley.
No.
Pedersen.
No.
Peterson.
No.
Petroff, Korberg, Reeder, Roscoe, Simlick, Stewart, Stubson, Teeters, Throne, Vronish, Wallace, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 noes.
Having failed to receive two-thirds approval of the elected members, House Bill 24 is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for consideration is House Bill 25.
House Bill 25, introduced by Representative Stubson.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to real property private transfer fee obligations.
Representative Stubson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move introduction of House Bill 25 and ask for your favorable consideration. This is a slimmed-down version of a bill that we saw last session and that made it through this body on a vote of 54-5 and then ran out of time on the other end of the hall. It was a bill that I was initially not totally enthused about, but after, with the encouragement of the good representative from Washakie County, looking at this issue more closely, I began to understand the importance of it. This is an issue that potentially can affect the transfer of real property many generations down the road. Private transfer fees are a percentage fee that you can place on a deed so that any transfer of these properties down the road, whether it be 20 or 30 years, you may have to pay 5% of that purchase price to whoever, whether it be some independent nonprofit, whether it be some company, and they have been using this as a method to bundle these together, make securities, and then sell them in the securities market, which creates a huge difficulty in figuring out whether they've been paid, whether those obligations have been released, and as a result has really created immense problems with title down the road and difficulty in transferring property down the road. So that is the major problem that this bill is aimed to address. There are some big developers in the Northwest that has been utilizing these to really finance development costs on the back of folks that will be transferring property years down the road. So it's a very timely bill, and I'd ask for your favorable consideration.
Representative Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Again, bringing you back to 28-1, timeliness and need. This is going to be a very controversial bill. It came through the House last year, somewhat non-controversial, because I don't think we all understood it, and I didn't understand it until it got down to the Senate, and then the Senate started discussing it in committee, and there's a lot more issues with this. And this year, lobbyists are already starting to line up on this one. This is going to be a controversial one. It's going to take a lot of time to spend to talk about all the different issues involved. I think this can wait till next session. This is not something we need to spend a lot of time in the budget session debating this issue, which, in my understanding, is not an issue yet in Wyoming. And I would ask you to vote no.
Representative Stepson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would submit that it is controversial in one county in the state, and that the rest of us should address it and should talk about it. It is an issue that is of some importance to deal with immediately, because once you have those deeds out there with these fees in there, it is almost impossible to unring the gong. So this is a sort of prophylactic approach to these problems, and I'd encourage your aye vote.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
No.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
No.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
No.
Childers.
No.
Connolly.
No.
Kraft.
No.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Gay,
Gingery, Goggles, Greer, Green, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Illaway, Yagi, Kasparic, Croker, Crone, Lockhart, Laux, Lubno, Madden, McKim, McComey, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Patton, Peasley,
aye.
Patterson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
no.
Korberg,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Roscoe,
no.
Simlick,
aye.
Steward,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Vronish,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Childers? No to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 46 aye, 14 no.
Having received the approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 25 is introduced and assigned to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 30. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 30, introduced by Representative Peterson.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to crimes and offenses, sex offenders, residents near child care facilities.
Representative Peterson.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move introduction of House Bill 30 and ask for your favorable consideration. Fellow representatives, I'm bringing this at the request of child care facilities, various other providers for child care services in the state of Wyoming due to some incidents and things that's happened in the state. And really what this bill is intended to do is correct an oversight. It's something that we left out when we ran House Bill 62320, and that was became effective in July of 2010. And that particular statute prohibited access to school facilities by adult sex offenders. It provided for exceptions, penalties, and respective definitions. Run prohibition of that particular statute specified that a registered sex offender could not reside within 1,000 feet of the property on which a school is located. So this bill, of course, is going to correct that, because we have young people that attend the schools. They then, after school, go a lot of times to these child care facilities, and it doesn't make sense not to have some kind of a protection that it affords for them also. It is creating a new paragraph 5. The paragraph 5 is identical to what we find in the original bill, except it puts child care facilities in it, and it also specifies that prior to enactment of this bill, there cannot be any grandfathering that takes place. So that's an important thing. the paragraph 5E double I is an important aspect because that brings in the Department of Family Services, who does the licensing of these facilities, and these child care facilities have to be licensed by the state of Wyoming to fall under the provisions of this respective statute. There is no fiscal or personnel impact, and I request your favorable vote on this to correct this oversight that we had when we ran the initial legislation.
Representative McComey, Chairman McComey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I just have a question, and maybe I haven't picked it up someplace in the bill, but if, in fact, there's a sex offender that's already living in the area or becomes a sex living in the area and becomes a sex offender by in the eyes of the law, how does this affect their ability to stay where they're at?
Representative Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The answer to that, it does not have any effect upon them at all. If they previously exist before this legislation, they're not required to move because we didn't want to create a hardship on them. They have their respective place of habitation. So it only is effective after the this bill's passage.
Chief Kirk will call the roll.
Barbudo. Berger,
aye.
Blake,
aye.
Flickrey,
aye.
Bonner,
aye.
Botten,
aye.
Brechtel,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Bird,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Childers,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
no.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green, Harshman,
aye.
Harvey, Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
no.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
no.
Lubnow,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
Pedersen,
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Reeder,
no.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Dronish,
no.
Wallace,
aye.
Swanitz or Dan,
no.
Swanitz or Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Miller, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed, 49 aye, 11 no.
Having received the approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 30 is introduced and referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 50. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 50, introduced by Representative Brown.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to insurance fraud prevention.
Chairman Brown.
Mr. Speaker, this is an outgrowth of a matter that we considered last year. It has been considerably pared down. We've worked on this and worked on it. We had concerns about constitutionality, concerns about access to the courts, and this thing is now pared down considerably. But it does address an ongoing problem with insurance people, which is whether or not they can speak with law enforcement about fraud that's being detected in their company without a subpoena. And the problem is now that for law enforcement to get a subpoena requires probable cause. You have all these processes. And so this has been pared down to say one thing. Already they can talk to the insurance examiner about fraud investigations that are internal in the company. This would just open that just far enough to say that in addition to talking to the state insurance examiner, they can talk to law enforcement people without a subpoena and not be liable for doing so. It's the most succinct version of this that we've considered, and I would urge your vote for introduction.
Seeing no opposition, Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel. Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Childers,
aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
No.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
No.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubnow.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
No.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg. Reeder.
No.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Vronish.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 53 aye, 7 no.
Having received the approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 50 is introduced and assigned to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 52. Reading clerk, read the bill.
House Bill 52, introduced by Representative Stubson.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the establishment of private roads, actions, and appraisal costs.
Representative Stubson.
Mr. Speaker, I'd move introduction of House Bill 52 and ask for your favorable consideration. This is a cleanup bill that's in response to a Supreme Court case that came out in the last year, and it's really a fairness kind of bill. The situation was that a gentleman, a landowner, had a private road put across his property. He challenged the valuation from the viewers and appraisers and paid for his own appraisal. And then the fact finders came back and said, yeah, you're right, your appraisal is more accurate, and they awarded him the cost that was identified in his appraisal. And then at the end of the case, he was granted some of the costs associated with the case, but he was not awarded the cost of the appraisal that they actually relied on in providing the valuation of the private road. And so all this does, and the reason he wasn't awarded that was just the language wasn't in the statute. And so this just allows them to, in that case, if you pay for an appraisal and that's the basis for the fact finding on the valuation of the private road, that's part of the fees and costs that you're awarded in a private road action. So I'd ask your favorable consideration.
Seeing no opposition, Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles. Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubnow.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Vronish.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 ayes.
Having received approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 52 is introduced and assigned to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 56. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 56, introduced by Representative Gingrey.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to crimes and offenses regarding penalties for misdemeanor offenses.
Representative Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill is 164 pages long, and it's pretty thick. And it's single-spaced, by the way. The main argument I would give you to let this be introduced is we've put a lot of work into it. But number two, what it does, the only reason it's so long, there's actually one page that the whole bill is about, and it's over on page 28. All it's doing is creating four classes of misdemeanors. And just to remind you, a misdemeanor is any crime where the sentence is less than 1 year in jail. A felony is anything over a year. So this deals with everything. All the minor crimes are misdemeanors. And what has happened throughout the years, we've over-criminalized everything. And so we have lots of statutes that criminalize behavior that you'd be amazed. For example, it's a crime in Wyoming not to have a toilet in a movie house that shows talkies, but you don't have to have a toilet if it's a silent movie. It's those type of crimes that we have a lot of. And the criminal penalties have gotten way out of whack. What this does is what a lot of states have already moved toward is you create four classes of misdemeanors, a Class A, Class B, Class C, Class D, and that way you have consistency in the rule of law rather than having inconsistencies. You don't want the penalty for a strange, silly law to be more than a more serious law. And it's done not intentionally, sometimes it's just by accident. By having classes, it clarifies it. What I'm hoping is to perhaps get this through the House and go down to the Senate and discuss this with them. It may actually end up as an interim topic, but I'd still like the opportunity to discuss this further with Judiciary and to get some inputs from the public on this type of movement. So I would ask you to vote aye. And I know it looks thick, but it's really only a one-page bill.
Representative Nicholas.
I would rise in opposition of the House Bill 56. It changes the penalties for over 300 different crimes in the state of Wyoming. Most of them, it's extending the fine from for all major felonies from $1,000 to $5,000. We have lots of different things. For example, if on a branding issue, the maximum fine is $50. This makes it go up to $750. If you walk through every one of these things, there's lots and lots of issues here. And I've spent 2 or 3 days going through each one of the offenses. There are reasons why we put different fines and different penalties on every different misdemeanor. And to say that every one of them should fall within a class of four doesn't make sense, particularly when you start reading through each one of the statutes. Is this timely? Is it necessary? I don't think so. An interim study, it would be a lot of fun to work through this through the Judiciary Committee if they have the interest to it. I have fun reading it, but this isn't the time or place to do this bill. Thank you.
Representative Connolly.
Mr. Speaker, I'm in favor of the bill. I have a little bit of deja vu. This is a great idea.
Representative Gingrey, rebuttal.
Just to clarify, there are some changes in fines. What we do is say up to $750. That gives the judge discretion. So the fines don't go to $750 as the maximum, but not as the minimum. What's important is the rule of law, and that we have inconsistencies in our law, and we are not treating people equally under the law. If we're not doing that, we have a serious problem with our criminal code. We need to get this corrected. I believe it is extremely timely.
Chief Clerk, will call the roll.
Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Licorie.
No.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten. Botten, conflict. Brechtel. Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
No.
Eklund.
No.
Escobel.
No.
Freeman.
No.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingrey.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
No.
Green.
No.
Harshman.
Harvey.
Harvey. Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
No.
Kasparic.
No.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
No.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
No.
Lubno.
No.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
No.
McComey.
No.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
No.
Patton.
No.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen. Peterson,
no.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Reeder,
no.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
no.
Stewart,
no.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
no.
Throne,
aye.
Vonish.
Aye.
Wallace.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 26 aye, 33 no, one conflict.
Having failed to receive the approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 56 is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 40. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 40, introduced by Representative Byrd.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to taxation and revenue, optional sales use tax uses.
Representative Byrd.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill was brought to my attention with a discussion with a local city council. The six-penny tax and the restrictions that are on that. It appears that in some municipalities they may be using the six-penny tax for other things that are not statutorily acceptable. So this is just a one-sentence change in the statute to define it, to make it available for them if they would like to use that for their road maintenance and road maintenance only. And so it's very simple, and I urge your support. Thank you.
Representative Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, or Mr. Speaker. The question I have involves whether or not, as this is written, you got a new sentence here on line number 4, and it goes to line number 5, and then another sentence that starts on line number 5, and those two sentences appear to be in conflict with one another. And maybe it takes a lawyer to answer that, but I would pose that question to the petitioner question that. Thank you.
Representative Byrd.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In response to that, the LSO attorney did do a fairly exhaustive search of the wordsmithing for this and found those two terms to be consistent. So based on that, I believe it will be able to do its intent without any other consequences.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger. Berger.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
No.
Botten.
No.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison. Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
No.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
McKim,
no. McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
no.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Reeder,
no.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
no.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
no.
Throne,
aye.
Vronish,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 44 ayes, 16 noes.
Having received the approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 40 is introduced and assigned to Committee Number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 49. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 49, introduced by Representative Gingrey.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to sales and use tax regarding Yellowstone infrastructure.
Representative Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The group of legislators that you see at the top as the sponsors, we all represent portions of Yellowstone National Park. Our districts go in there. We met this summer with the superintendent of Yellowstone. They have had substantial cuts, and they cannot make certain infrastructure improvements, including sewer plants, road construction, that type of thing. The good senator from Park County pointed out that they had tried this a few years ago, so we said we'll try it again. The concept is this, that the tax of one penny would be collected within the boundaries of Yellowstone National Park, those boundaries that are within Wyoming. That money would then be collected and then handed back to Yellowstone, and they would use it for infrastructure improvements, including sewer, roads, water within Yellowstone. That's the concept of the bill. It's what some people perceive as perhaps a user fee. The only people that would pay it are the people that are in Yellowstone. We already collect quite a lot of taxes out of Yellowstone. We collect about 6 pennies, the 4 state pennies, lodging tax. There's a general obligation tax. One of the complaints that was back was that we collect a lot of tax out. The problem is that those two counties, in particularly Park County more than Teton, heavily rely on some cooperation with Yellowstone. What we're trying to show Yellowstone is that we are a partner, and we're trying to remind people that Yellowstone is actually in Wyoming. Montana seems to keep claiming it as theirs. And a large part of that is because the Montana legislature interacts with them a little more than perhaps we've learned our lesson. We're going to try and interact more with them and have some more annual meetings with them. But this was a concept, and I throw it out there, and looks like some people already lining up.
Representative Stubson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I guess my biggest concern, and maybe something the sponsor can speak to, is what, given our relationship and our history of the relationship with the federal government, what prevents them from now looking at this stream of funding in Yellowstone and saying, oh, good, now we can reduce our funding for infrastructure in Yellowstone because Wyoming is now going to come and be the infrastructure funder for Yellowstone National Park. And, I mean, if you don't think that's a possibility, I'd vote aye on this. But if you think that might be a possibility, I'd vote no.
Representative Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a question. I think most of it was answered. The Speaker did say that some sales tax is collected now, a bed tax is collected. I assume the gasoline tax is also collected in Yellowstone. So my follow-up question would be, does the YDOT, do they distribute money to Yellowstone now for any of the pothole repairs or whatever they're doing up there?
Any other opposition? Representative Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Both very good questions. We're estimating that the tax would not actually bring in very much, maybe between $300,000 and $500,000, because you got to remember they're only open for 3 months of the year, potentially. It could be a little more than that. That's way less than what they need. What we were showing was that we had some skin in the game. So I'm not sure if it actually is going to contribute a lot to it, but at least it helps Park County, and particularly when they're trying to negotiate the east entrance staying open, Beartooth Highway maintenance.
You're out of time.
No.
Sorry. Chief Clerk, will call the roll.
Barbudo.
No.
Berger. Blake.
Aye.
Flickery?
Aye.
Bonner?
Aye.
Botten?
Aye.
Brechtel?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Burkhart?
Aye.
Bird?
Aye.
Campbell?
Aye.
Kennedy?
Aye.
Childers?
Aye.
Connolly?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Davison?
No.
Edmonds?
No.
Eklund?
Aye.
Esquivel?
Aye.
Freeman?
Aye.
Gay?
No.
Gingery?
Aye.
Goggles?
Aye.
Greer? Green.
No.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
No.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
No.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
No.
Lubno.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton. Peasley,
no.
Pedersen,
no.
Pedersen,
no.
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
no.
Reeder,
no.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
no.
Stewart,
no.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
no.
Throne,
aye.
Vonish.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Barbudo, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 38 aye, 22 no.
Having failed to receive approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 49 is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 39. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 39, introduced by Representative Teeters.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to high school graduation requirements.
Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move introduction on House Bill 39 and would ask for your favorable aye vote. Over the course of the last summer when we were setting education accountability, and as I look across the spectrum of states that are at higher achieving levels than we are in the state of Wyoming, one of the things that you see that's consistent is that their graduation requirements are somewhat higher than ours. This bill would suggest that we would have 4 years of math and 4 years of science added to those requirements. I think just the fact of having that student enrolled in that those extra classes their senior year prevents that institutional loss that we see when seniors take their senior year off. And I think you'll see dramatic improvements in our rates of remediation simply by making this small change. And I ask for your aye vote.
Representative Freeman.
I would like the body to consider local control in this particular situation. I do not disagree with the chairman of the Education Committee that higher standards would have a positive effect on remediation. But with a lot of small school districts and the number of personnel that they would have in each within their district and within their schools, I think that you will see them have a harder time meeting their goals.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank
you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Harsh.
We only have about 30 seconds. Just a couple quick questions. The first was the rollout. I wonder if the good chairman and his co-sponsor talked about usually these things we roll out with the next freshman class. This would roll out with next year's juniors. That's one question. The second question is really about our advanced kids. There's a lot of kids in Wyoming that take Algebra 1 in 7th grade, Geometry 8th grade, Algebra 2 9th grade, Pre-Calculus 10th grade, and Calculus 11th grade, and there's no other math class to take. We made that exception in the Hathaway. We counted those in junior high as high school credits because they are, in fact, high school courses. Just wondering about the conversation because our top kids are going to get caught in this if there's not an exception. Thank you.
Representative Wallace, you have about 30 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I am concerned about this measure because what we're doing is we're measuring the time that a kid's butt is in a seat instead of the mastery of the subject matter, and we're limiting the ability of kids to excel and move on quickly. Also, that we're greatly impacting the ability to pursue career technical education and other alternatives. They're not all one cookie cutter deal.
30 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In response to that last comment, there's no reason why career technical classes could not qualify for a math course if the rigor was high enough. As far as the other issues are concerned, I would fully anticipate a positive, or I would support an amendment to allow those higher math classes taken at earlier grades. I think ultimately this is the right move, and I would ask you for your aye vote.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Lickry. Bonner,
aye.
Botten,
no.
Brechtel,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Bird,
no.
Campbell,
no.
Kennedy,
no.
Childers,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
no.
Davison,
no.
Edmonds,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
no.
Freeman,
no.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
no.
Goggles,
no.
Greer,
aye.
Green, Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
no.
Hunt,
no.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Krohn,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Lubno,
no.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
no.
Patton,
no.
Peasley.
Aye.
Patterson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Roscoe.
No.
Semlick.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Ronish.
No.
Wallace.
No.
Swanitzer Dan.
No.
Swanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 36 aye, 24 no.
Having failed to receive the approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 39 is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for consideration is House Joint Resolution Number 5. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Joint Resolution Number 5, introduced by Representative Croker.
First reading the bill.
A joint resolution proposing to amend the Wyoming Constitution relating to education, providing that the legislature may appropriate monies for any appropriate educational program, removing the prohibition on providing funds to schools not under the absolute control of the state.
Representative Croker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Joint Resolution Number 5 and ask for your favorable consideration. Right now in Wyoming, it says that we cannot appropriate any money for education to any entity that's not under the direct control of the state government. And I think there are a lot of appropriate uses for educational funds that we could use if we had a little bit more flexibility. This amendment would open the door for things like vouchers in Wyoming to be able to allow parents to send their students to private schools if they so choose. It would allow us to have the discussion about using the Hathaway scholarship for a private school or a trade school. There are several other programs that we just have not been able to fund that have to do with education because they're entities that are not directly state agencies or the state running them. So this will just provide for more freedom and flexibility and allow us to have a lot of those policy discussions. So I would urge your favorable consideration.
Representative Throne.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in opposition to this proposed constitutional amendment and strongly urge your no vote. This was actually a subject of discussion during our constitutional convention back in 1889, and a good representative from Johnson County said, I don't have anything against private schools, but if parents want to send their kids to private schools, they shouldn't use public money for it. I think that should still be our philosophy today, and we should respect our framers and not change this very important feature in our Constitution.
Representative Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and in strong support of the
point of order.
Okay.
I should have said this before, and I apologize, but it's the rules are specific as to this is an opposition time. So if you want to share time with Representative Croker, I would allow that. But in the future, I'd like the 2 minutes in support to be up front and coordinated if you can. But I would allow that after Representative Harshman goes. So, Representative Harshman.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. just appreciate the history lesson from the good representative from Laramie County. I think, it goes clear back to really our Northwest ordinances, really with our founders and the school sections and the whole idea of public education and what it would do for this country and what it has done for this country. I think... So that's number one. The rest of this part, you think we have discussions and debates now about public education. Let's throw everybody else in, and who can get 31 votes will win that deal. I don't think that's the intent, really what public education and our founders all thought about. Secondly, I just, I'm just going to leave it at that. I think everybody understands the issue, and it's really a voucher issue or kind of a, I guess the state, it's not necessary, but this 31 of us can decide what's in vogue 50 years from now. And it kind of goes with the issue of really calling another constitutional convention. Be careful, because some of that stuff opens up unforeseen consequences that we'll never know.
And just for clarification, somebody on in response to those rebuttals, you can have a designee to speak for you for your 30 seconds. At the beginning, too, you can also have a designee to use up your 2 minutes in support of the introduction. Does that make sense? So 30 seconds, Representative Croker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Again, keep in mind, all this does is open the door to allow us to have the policy discussion. I think our country has proven that the free market works. If we can provide a free market solution that will save the state money and give the parents more choice in their children's education, then I think we need to provide that for them. Thank you.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbuto.
No.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
No.
Flickery.
No.
Bonner. Botten.
No.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Kraft.
No.
Davison.
No.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Escobel.
No.
Freeman.
No.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingrey.
Aye.
Goggles.
No.
Greer.
No.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey. Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
no.
Yagi,
no.
Kasparic,
no.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Lubno,
no.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
no.
McComey,
no.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
no.
Moniz,
no.
Nicholas,
no.
Patton,
no.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen, Peterson,
no.
Petroff,
no.
Korberg,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Roscoe,
no.
Semlich,
aye.
Stewart,
no.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
no.
Vronish,
no.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
no.
Zwanitzer Dave,
no.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
Moniz,
no.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 22 aye, 38 no.
Having failed to receive the approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Joint Resolution 5 is indefinitely postponed. Representative Stubson.
Mr. Speaker, may I have the privilege of the floor?
Please proceed.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to half of the fifth graders from Willard Elementary in Casper. I had a chance to meet with them about last month, I guess, and they grilled me over pretty well, so I'm glad they can come here. Hopefully you will get the same treatment when you meet, if you get a chance to meet with them. So please welcome them with me.
The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 37. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 37, introduced by Representative Bonner.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to irrigation districts powwow projects.
Representative Bonner.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move introduction of House Bill 37 and ask your favorable consideration. This is quite simply a bill to allow irrigation districts in the state to help themselves. Irrigation districts, like other businesses, and not unlike individuals in meeting their own personal budgets, face the pressures of escalating costs. The operation and maintenance of irrigation districts is paid for by the landowners, the water users. Too often, the only way to offset rising costs is to raise assessments on landowners. Let me give you an example of those. One of those costs. An irrigation district between Powell and Cody pays $20,000 a year for electricity to power pumps to provide water to 500 acres above the canal. The district has envisioned some kind of small-scale power project, perhaps a vertical turbine, to get the water up above the canal. The district is precluded from even investigating that kind of operation by state statute. Article 7 of irrigation district law in Wyoming declares that water districts can only engage in hydropower projects. Unfortunately, most districts do not have an area compatible for small hydro projects, and their hands are tied. House Bill 37 would just do this. It would remove the word hydro from Article 7. And that's simply, that's as simple as it gets. By removing the word hydro, irrigation districts would be able to pursue not only hydroelectric power projects, but solar, wind, and possible future technologies as well. This could be a way for water districts to help fund operations while keeping assessments on landowners low and agriculture in the state strong. Please understand, this is enabling legislation only.
Chairman Childers.
Mr. Speaker, as much as I like being able to fund the irrigation districts, I've got a real concern with a problem ongoing that basically the large landowners are putting a much heavier load on the small landowners. While that may be a separate issue with this, the problem is it's going to continue and it's going to ask for major investments with that issue not addressed. So I speak in opposition to the bill.
Representative Throne.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I guess I have some questions about this because I don't understand how it fits into our existing system of service and service territories. And there's a provision in here that extra power will be sold on the wholesale market, and I'm just not quite understanding how that works in the existing electric distribution system.
Representative Brown, Chairman Brown.
Mr. Speaker, it'd make a big difference to me if I knew whether they vote in these things per capita or by the acre.
Any other opposition? Representative Bonner, 30 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The vote, this bill does not even get to a vote. This is not an authorization to proceed with anything. It is an authorization only for a district to propose that to investigate a project would have to bring it to a vote of the district, and votes would be on the basis of landowner acreage. As far as would any excess power be done with excess power, at least the irrigation district in my end of the state has investigated briefly and had some arrangement with a local Garland Light and Power to thank you.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
No.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
No.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
No.
Edmonds.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman. Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
No.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
No.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas. Patton.
No.
Peasley.
No.
Patterson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simwick.
No.
Stewart.
No.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Vronish.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 43 aye, 17 no.
Having received approval of two-thirds of the members elected, House Bill 37 is introduced and is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 10. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 10, introduced by Representative Moniz.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to game and fish, additional elk licenses.
Representative Moniz.
Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill 10 and ask for your favorable consideration. This bill is an indirect result of of a joint ag subcommittee in which we addressed the large game damage to agriculture. In the process of holding public meetings, it came evident that the issues involved with large game damage to agriculture was quite extensive and involved. And so through the process, we chose to table most of the issues that we addressed during the interim, but we did ask the Game and Fish if there was anything we could do in the short term to help them alleviate this problem. This bill does that. We feel it's quite simple. I have co-sponsors from both the House Ag and TRW Committee as well as in the Senate. So I, again, would approve your or ask for your favorable consideration.
Seeing no opposition, Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Esquivel, aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kastherik,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Krohn,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz, Nicholas, Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlek,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Braunisch,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 no.
Having received approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 10 is introduced and referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 36. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 36, introduced by Representative Wallace.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to paramutual events permits.
Representative Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move introduction of House Bill 36 and ask for your favorable consideration. This bill streamlines the regulation, reduces a bit of the burden on the horse industry. It gives the Paramutual Commission the ability to extend the licensing term from 1 year to up to 3 years. It doesn't mandate a three-year licensing term, but it merely gives them that option. The horse industry organizations of this state are all in support of this effort, as are the new owners of the racetrack here in the state. The change allows the owners the ability to negotiate better contracts with vendors and to secure better financing terms. And I would ask for your favorable consideration.
Seeing no opposition, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo. Berger, Blake,
aye.
Flickrey,
aye.
Bonner,
aye.
Botten,
aye.
Brechtel,
no.
Brown,
aye.
Burkhart,
no.
Bird,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Childers,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
no.
Edmonds,
no.
Edmonds,
no.
Eklund,
no.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
no.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
no.
Hunt,
no.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
no.
Kasparik,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Krohn,
aye.
Lockhart,
no.
Laux,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
no.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz, Nicholas,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
no.
Peasley,
no.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
no.
Reeder,
no.
Roscoe,
no.
Simlek,
no.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
no.
Throne.
Aye.
Braunisch.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 42 aye, 18 no.
Having received approval of two-thirds of the members elected, House Bill 36 is introduced and referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 11. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 11, introduced by Representative Brown.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to business entities revisions.
Chairman Brown.
Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill 11 and urge your favorable consideration. This is a cleanup bill to fill a gap that was left when we made our revisions to the limited liability company statutes, the business corporation statutes, and pulled all the statutes about registered agents out and put them in a separate chapter. And this would simply reconcile all three of those as to how an appeal is taken. So in any event, the appeal is taken to the Secretary of State, and then a dispute from that can go to court. And it removes an anomaly about whether the appeals in each section of the statutes are taken the same way. So I'd urge your favorable consideration.
Seeing no opposition, Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell. Kennedy, Childers,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt, Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Croker, Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Lebno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Ronish,
aye.
Wallace, Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye.
Having received approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 11 is introduced and referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 17. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 17, introduced by Representative Gingrey.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to local government budget hearings.
Representative Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This got brought to me by my local school district, and then when I drafted it, then counties and towns called me and said they'd like to be included too. What it does, it's sort of an antiquated idea that it takes a while to know your budget, and so you really don't know your budget until early July, when you close out your books at the end of June. So, like for counties, the budget hearing is held the third week of July. So you're actually approving your budget that started 3 weeks earlier on July 1st. And it's always been an odd deal. School districts don't vote until the third Monday in July. All this is doing is saying if you're ready and you know your numbers, which a lot of the more bigger counties do know their numbers, they can go ahead and have their budget hearings earlier than the dates in here. So this is the maximum date. You got to have your budget hearing by this date, but I take out the ones that say you can't have it prior to. So you can do it earlier. In many cases, most counties are ready to go in June, so that way they can do their budget hearings at the end of June, approve their budget, and actually have their budget ready to go on July 1st. Now, some of the smaller counties or smaller towns, they actually do need to wait till June 30th at least, because they need to know their property tax assessment numbers. But most of the bigger counties, that doesn't really come into an issue. So that's what the bill does, and I'd ask you to vote aye.
Seeing no opposition, Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart. Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubnow.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey. McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Patterson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Petrov.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stebson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Braunisch.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye.
Having received approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 17 is introduced and referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 34. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 34, introduced by Representative Throne.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to subdivisions, consideration of schools.
Representative Throne.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm over here.
I saw you.
The purpose of this bill is to provide counties with the authority that cities already have in the planning of subdivisions. If you are seeking a subdivision approval within the city limit, the cities already have the ability to require planning for schools. This has been a big problem in our county, as if you've been in Cheyenne for a few days, you've heard. We've had a lot of subdivision development in and around Cheyenne, some of it in the county, where folks have sent their kids to school in town, and it's caused extreme problems. So this is just a planning tool, that's common in other jurisdictions, a planning tool that gets everybody speaking together in advance so they can plan for schools, and it's just a tool for the counties to help plan and integrate schools into the system. And you notice that counties may require this. So, again, just giving counties more control in the subdivision process, same as the cities have. Thank you.
Representative Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just real quickly, just to remind everyone, a subdivision is any time you divide a piece of land. So if you go from one to two, that's a subdivision. That's usually called a simple. Then from two to five is a minor, and more than five is a major. The problem with this bill is, if you look over on page four, there's a shell there. They require you, when you're doing a subdivision, you always have to go to your local conservation district. That's the only requirement that we force you have to do. All the rest are county-related, so your county does it. The problem here is, if you look at Romanette 2, it says you're going to have to go to your school district. So if you're just dividing a lot at one time, it's all going to get slowed down because of this. This is something that can be resolved very easily through land development regulations within a county. It's not something the legislature needs to get involved with. It's something that's already in land development regulations in other counties. It appears to be one county in particular that just needs to maybe look at what other counties in Wyoming have already figured out and do it themselves. But there's no need for the state to get involved with this argument.
Representative Throne.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Counties do not have authority to require school planning now. If the Speaker Pro Tem's concern is with the section on page four, we can certainly address this. But this is something that schools and counties need. We have huge problems with our school facilities planning generally. And the more planning we can put in place up front, the less trouble we'll have down the road. So I'd urge your aye vote. Thank you.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
No.
Gingery.
No.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Krohn.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
No.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
No.
Reeder.
No.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
No.
Stewart.
No.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Vronish.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Miller. Aye to no. Greer. Aye to no.
My vote's good.
So.
He was
I voted aye.
Greer, aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 48 aye, 12 no.
Having received approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 34 is introduced and referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 35. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 35, introduced by Representative Greer.
First reading the bill.
An act relating to notarial certification of business entity instrument.
Mr. Speaker Pro Tem and Representative Greer.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move for introduction of House Bill 35. Last year, we passed a very good Notarial Officers Act. We worked pretty hard on that, got it cleaned up. This is just a bit of a continuation that I feel is necessary dealing with the acknowledgments concerning business entities, corporations, limited liability companies, and the such. And what this is what we call a short form. It is a form that can be used that is sufficient under the statute to allow you to be in compliance. And what it does, I feel is very important, is that it allows that officer to swear and affirm that he or she is the president of the corporation, that he or she does have the authority to execute the instrument for which the notary or the notarial officer is acknowledging. This takes some of that burden off of the notarial officer of having to have the credentials there in front of them when executing these instruments and puts that responsibility back on the executive officer of that organization. And I would encourage you to support this.
No opposition. I'd ask the chief clerk to call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger. Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy. 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 Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Gay. Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Krohn.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley. Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Reeder,
no.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Vronish,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 no.
Having received the two-thirds necessary for introduction, House Bill 35 is assigned to Corporations Number 7. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 42.
House Bill 42, introduced by Representative Byrd.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to banks and banking reverse mortgages study.
Representative Byrd.
Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill 42 and ask for your favorable consideration. This particular bill is being brought forth because of the high profile and intense marketing against our senior citizens with a new product that I think and several of my colleagues think is of a very suspect nature. I haven't heard any good comments or about this so far, and at the urging of LSO, they recommended a study because this has some roots in the federal government. We need to take a close look at what we can do to mitigate the damages and the wrongdoing that is a potential for one of our most vulnerable sets of our population, the older folks who own their property. So again, I would urge your vote in aye and consideration for this so we can move along and see what we can do to alleviate this problem.
Representative Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Pro Tem, my only question is whether there's any specific events or circumstances that have been observed that you could share with us that would prompt this kind of a study. When you do something like this, it looks like there's some, I don't know what you call it, skullduggery or something that's already occurring.
Representative Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Really a question and a concern. It seems like this would be an interim topic, and that would be the approach that makes more sense to me than a bill in this session that has to go forward before you get to the interim topic kind of consideration by Management Council.
Any further opposition? Rebuttal, Representative Byrd.
Well, to my good representative from up north, there have been specific instances that were pointed out to me in discussion, and at the request of those individuals, obviously we're not going to get into too much detail, but one of those references a house that was worth over $175,000 and a check being written to the owner of that in exchange for title to deed for only $22,000 at the net at the end of the transaction. So that brought a lot of concern, and I have heard some other...
Aye.
Thank you.
Chief Clerk, you'll call the roll.
Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger. Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
No.
Bonner. Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
No.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
No.
Edmonds.
No.
Eklund.
No.
Escobel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
No.
Gingery.
No.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
No.
Green.
No.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
No.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
No.
Kasparic.
No.
Croker. Crone.
No.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
No.
Ludnow.
Aye.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
No.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
No.
Peasley.
No.
Pedersen.
No.
Peterson.
No.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
No.
Reeder.
No.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlek. Stewart.
No.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
No.
Throne.
Aye.
Braunish.
Aye.
Wallace.
No.
Swanitzer Dan.
No.
Swanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, aye. The vote is closed. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Bonner? Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 18 aye, 42 no.
Having failed to reach the two-thirds needed for introduction, the bill is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 43.
House Bill 43, introduced by Representative Byrd.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to liquor licenses regarding dispensing rooms.
Representative Byrd.
Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill 43 and ask for your favorable consideration. This particular bill was brought forth by the discussion with some local bar owners about the cost of having an extra permanent bar in their establishment. Right now, the statute currently requires them to pay an extra fee of $1,000 for a permanent bar in the location. So if that particular bar, restaurant, or entity would like to build a permanent bar on their patio location, which would only be open 3 months of the year, maybe 4 months of the year at most, they are paying $1,000 additional on their liquor license. In these type of tight economic times, we just feel that this is unnecessary and a little bit overburdened to the small bar owners. But also, in a conversation just had yesterday with the county clerks, they did point out to me that there is a problem with this, and there will be an amendment if it passes the introduction. Because certain counties, like the one up north with the mountains and the large ski area in it, have several operations that have multiple bars in there, and it does create a large revenue stream for their county. So after discussion with them, there's an amendment that we're formulating that would keep that revenue stream in there, but make it available for the smaller operators to take advantage of this. So, again, I encourage your favorable vote on this. Thank you.
Chairman Colbert.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Pro Tem, I just have a good question for my good colleague from the county of the capital city. Do you know, was the original reason for the extra fee, does it require additional work by the local entities, counties, towns, to monitor and... is there additional work involved to having extra dispensing rooms? Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Any further opposition? Rebuttal, Representative Byrd.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As far as I know, the only checks and balances on this on the regulatory side are when they do make the initial inspection, they see that there, and they do check a box on it, and that's all it is paperwork. And the appropriate levy is waged against the business owner at that time. I have not heard of any advantage or disadvantage from the county or the collection agencies or the Liquor Commission.
Chief Clerk shall call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
No.
Botten.
No.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison. Davison.
No.
Edmonds.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
No.
Gingery.
Yeah.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
No.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
No.
Hunt. Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Yes, aye.
Kasparic.
No.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
No.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Hederson.
No.
Peterson.
No.
Petroff.
No.
Korberg. Reeder.
No.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
No.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
No.
Throne.
Aye.
Vronish.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Yagi. Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed, 34 aye, 26 no.
Having failed to reach the necessary number for introduction, the bill is indefinitely postponed. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Brothers and sisters of the 61st, we have six more bills to do, and Corporations Committee is meeting at noon to hear redistricting. With your permission, what I'd like to do is finish all of the bills that we have this morning so that we don't have to come back this afternoon and give corporations some extra time to deal with redistricting. But to do that, I'd ask your indulgence and be here and be disciplined on your votes. We've got, it'll be 20 more minutes. I don't want to interfere with the lunch activities if we go long. We'll have to adjourn and come back. I'd prefer not to do that. So if you would help make the process more efficient, that would make corporations' job easier.
Representative Barbuto.
A quick privilege of the floor.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. If you all could direct your attention to the your right up here in the gallery, we have from Sweetwater County, one of our newer county commissioners, John Cole. Please welcome to the House.
The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 21.
House Bill 21, introduced by Representative McComey.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to motor vehicles exceeding speed limit while passing.
Representative McComey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I move House Bill 21 and ask for your favorable consideration. This is a little bill that we had last year that we passed out of this House. Ran into a little trouble in the Senate. And what this bill does, I brought it because I believe it's a safety concern. It allows you to exceed the speed limit by 10 miles an hour to pass a vehicle that isn't exceeding the speed limit. That's the key. If they're already doing the speed limit or more, you don't get that luxury. And the testimony that took place in some of it in the House, but in the Senate was, well, our troopers allow this to happen anyway. So we don't need the bill. My attitude is, if it's implied and allowed, then it should be in statute. So I ask your favorable consideration bringing this bill back.
Any opposition? Seeing none, ask the Chief Clerk to call the roll.
Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Frechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird. Bird. Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart. Laux,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stebson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Braunisch,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
Bird.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 ayes.
Having received the necessary two-thirds for introduction, House Bill 21 is assigned to Transportation, number 8. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 22.
House Bill 22, introduced by Representative Blake.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to specialty license plates, Gold Star license plates, expanded eligibility.
Representative Blake.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I move introduction of House Bill 22 and ask for your favorable consideration. We have the Gold Star license plate already. What I want to expand is the military members killed in action, that their right now their son or daughter cannot apply for that plate, or their brother and sister. Very simple bill. I want to ask that their children and their brother and sister be added. Thank you.
Being no opposition, I'd ask the Chief Clerk to call the roll.
Barbuto. Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stebson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Ronish.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
No.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 no.
Having received the necessary two-thirds for introduction, House Bill 22 is assigned to Committee Number 8, Transportation. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 46.
House Bill 46, introduced by Representative Ronish.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to handicap parking, space, size, and marking.
Representative Ronish.
Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill 46 and ask you for your favorable consideration. I'd like to call this Michelle's Law. She brought this to my attention. She's a vivacious young lady who was in an accident, was paralyzed from the waist down. She uses a wheelchair. In order to get in out of her car, she has to open the driver's door all the way open and then slide in and then put the wheelchair in the back seat. Well, many times people park too close to her. I've watched around, and in a lot of these shopping centers, there's a cross-hatched area, and a lot of people will pull into that cross-hatched area, and they think that it's a free parking zone. And what I'd like to do with this bill is that we do not require anyone to put in a crosshatch area, but where the crosshatch area exists, we're defining it as also part of the handicapped parking spot. And that's to leave room for these vans, because some people can't get out the side of the van if a person pulls up close. So I urge your favorable consideration, and this is really, really a good law. And if you look around, you'll see that it's being violated a lot, and just to define it. Thank you.
Seeing no opposition, ask the Chief Clerk to call the roll.
Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Gay,
aye. Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley, Pedersen, Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Roscoe,
no,
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stebson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Ronish,
no, aye.
Wallace, Wallace, Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave, Swanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 no.
Having received the necessary two-thirds for introduction, House Bill 46 is to Committee Number 8, Transportation. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 44.
House Bill 44, introduced by Representative Illaway.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to insurance for portable electronic device.
Representative Illaway.
Thank you. I move introduction of House Bill 44 and ask for your favorable consideration. House Bill 44 creates a limited licensure line of insurance tailored to the offering of insurance on portable electronic devices, which include cell phones, tablets, smartphones, GPS, and the like. It provides for appropriate regulatory oversight specifically tailored to insurance protection for consumer portable electronics. It provides strong but workable consumer protections, including key product disclosure, key product requirements, sales personnel training, limited license for vendor, wireless carriers, rather than individual sales personnel licensing, flexible definition of portable electronics for rapidly evolving market to include devices such as the wireless phones and so forth. Ask for your favorable consideration.
Seeing no opposition, I'd ask the Chief Clerk to call the roll.
Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds. Edmonds. Eklund,
aye.
Escobel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz, Nicholas,
aye.
Patton, Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Semlich,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Vronish,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Miller? Aye to no. Are there any other changes? Peasley, aye to no. Are there further changes? The vote is closed, 58 aye to no.
Having received approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 44 is introduced and referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development. The next bill for consideration is House Bill 45. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 45, introduced by Representative Galloway.
First reading the bill.
An act relating to roofing contractors, an act relating to consumer protection.
Chairman Galloway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 45 for introduction and ask for your favorable consideration. There's been a lot of talk in the last little while about roofing contractors, especially in the capital city. We had a fierce hailstorm last year. There are still problems with roofing contractors contacting folks. So I bring this bill. It will require roofers to disclose a contractor's license or registration number. It requires roofers to reveal if they are from out of state. It prohibits roofers from promising to pay for any portion of an insurance deductible. It makes it illegal for roofers to represent a consumer in regards to insurance claims. It makes it illegal for roofers to accept payment for letting another company use their name or license number. It requires roofers to provide a precise description and location of the damage claimed in a proposal for services. It allows a client to cancel a contract within 5 business days. There are still people contacting me claiming to be roof contractors. They want to get up and take a look on my roof. This is for the insurance company to do so, and it is a real problem, at least here and in the areas where you have prevalent hailstorms, at least I'm aware of up in the northeast part of the state. So I'd ask for your favorable consideration.
Chairman Simlek.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would urge us to be cautious about going down this road. In the Consumer Protection Title 40, in this Article 12, this is the first time that you see a specific service that's been singled out as one that's going to require statutory regulation. And I submit to you, this won't be the first. If we go down this road, we're going to be regulating
every type of business that you could think of. And I don't know about you, but my preference is kind of personal responsibility with this issue. Let us determine who are those good contractors out there and which of those are not. And I just think this is something that should be taken care of through city ordinance. They certainly, through their general contracting licensing, I think they can take care of this. I want Wyoming to continue to be a business-friendly state, and I want the people of our state to be responsible. So I urge you to vote no.
Response, Chairman Illay.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This city has had a great deal of problems trying to figure out who are good and who are not good roofing contractors. I've got a stack of papers from folks that have had roofing contractors not pay for the shingles or whatever. There are liens on people's places. This is something, this whole piece of legislation needs to be looked at and considered. It is consumer protection.
You're out of time. Thank you. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbuto.
No.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
No.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
No.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
Yes.
Kennedy. Childers. Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
No.
Edmonds.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
No.
Gay.
No.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
No.
Greer.
No.
Green.
No.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
No.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
No.
Kasparik. Croker.
No.
Crone.
No.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
No.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
No.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
No.
Pedersen.
No.
Peterson.
No.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
No.
Reeder.
Aye.
Roscoe.
No.
Simlick. Stewart.
No.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
No.
Throne.
Aye.
Ronish.
No.
Wallace.
No.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 22 aye, 38 no.
Having failed to receive the approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 45 is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 58. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 58, introduced by Representative Croker.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to labor relations, public sector bargaining.
Representative Croker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 58 and ask for your favorable consideration. Currently, under Wyoming statutes, public sector employees do not have collective bargaining rights, and there are just a couple exceptions carved out, and what this bill does is remove the exceptions. It keeps things consistent. All public sector employees should be treated the same. One group shouldn't be given special rights that others are not, and I believe it is inherently unfair to allow public sector public sector unions to engage in collective bargaining, because you have a group engaging in collective bargaining not with the group that has a principal interest in the money, but with a third party group. So it's inherently unfair. Again, it's important to keep our laws consistent and treat all public sector employees the same. So I would ask for your favorable consideration on this bill.
Representative Blake.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I urge you to oppose this bill. I think it's a bill in search of a problem. I haven't heard of any problems with collective bargaining. First of all, Wyoming's a right-to-work state. If you don't want to be in a union, you don't have to be in a union. You don't have to pay union dues. Also, I'm just going to leave it at that. Thank you. Please oppose this opposite.
Representative Moniz.
I would also encourage you to vote no against this. I agree. There's no problem here that I'm aware of. I was a professional firefighter for 28 years. I've sat on both sides of the table. It's been a healthy process for the state. It's been a healthy process for the communities. Again, I highly oppose this bill and would encourage you to vote against it.
Representative Roscoe.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would just have to say that firefighters currently have a no-strike clause in their contracts, and they use binding arbitration, and I think this bill would strip away local control, and I'm opposed to it. Thank you.
Representative Croker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As far as the firefighters are concerned, one, I haven't heard any reason why they deserve to be treated differently than all the other groups in the state, and two, under the current laws, firefighters are actually prohibited from representing themselves, so it's basically a union right, not an individual right.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
No.
Berger.
No.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
No.
Blickry.
No.
Bonner.
No.
Botten.
No.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Childers.
No.
Connolly.
No.
Kraft.
No.
Davison.
No.
Edmonds. Eklund.
No.
Esquivel.
No.
Freeman.
No.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
No.
Greer.
No.
Green.
No.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
No.
Illaway.
No.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
No.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
No.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubnow.
No.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
No.
McComey.
No.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
No.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
No.
Petroff.
No.
Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Roscoe.
No.
Simlick.
Aye.
Stewart.
No.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
No.
Braunisch.
No.
Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan. Swanitzer Dave.
No.
Swanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Miller, no to aye. Hunt, no to aye. Gay, aye to no. Patton, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 18 aye, 42 no.
Having failed to receive approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 58 is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Joint Resolution Number 3. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Joint Resolution Number 3, introduced by Representative Botten.
First reading of the bill.
A joint resolution requesting Congress submit to the states a proposed amendment to the United States Constitution prohibiting the infringement of parents' rights.
Representative Botten.
Mr. Speaker, I move introduction of House Joint Resolution Number 3 and ask for the body for its favorable consideration. About 6 weeks ago, I reached in my pocket, bought a bunch of stamps and a lot of envelopes and sent you some papers and a DVD, and I hope you had a chance to look at that. This is a weighty issue, and again, I understand I'm the last thing holding you up to lunch. So this resolution seeks a constitutional amendment process to be adopted by Congress, which you know requires a supermajority of Congress, two-thirds vote, and then to be adopted and ratified, it has to get a three-quarters vote of all the state legislatures. So it's not a simple thing. We're asking that this be sent to Congress to get the ball rolling. We're not the only state doing this, and not the only state that has been doing this kind of resolution in the past years. The intent here is to maintain the status quo regarding parental rights. By that I mean the right of parents to raise their children within their abilities and not to have, as is the threat right now, the United Nations Convention on Rights of the Child be adopted, which would make, by the way, a committee of the United Nations responsible for deciding what is the best interests of our children, not parents. It is an immediate threat. We know how things work back east. We know of midnight votes and quid pro quo deals to get votes to make things happen. There are some resolutions or a resolution on the books right now waiting in the House over there back east.
I'd like to give it a shove. I'd like to give it some encouragement. I ask for your favorable vote. Thank you.
Representative Patton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I really hesitate to speak on this, but I feel compelled that the Constitution of the United States is silent as it relates to the inherent right of our raising a child. I don't believe that making a statement in the Constitution strengthens the position at all. The state constitution of Wyoming does provide for such things as public education. Would, if you pass this, if a constitutional amendment were to be passed, wouldn't the United States Constitution and Congress then have an inherent position to trump the constitutional provisions of the state of Wyoming? With that concern, I'm very concerned about passage of this resolution.
Chairman Harvey.
Just a question for the sponsor, and that is, what about those parents who do not do, take their parental rights seriously? What about those that are incapable of raising their children due to drug and alcohol abuse or other mental illness? There are a lot of different factors that could come in. It's not... if you're talking about Joe average family, then I agree with the bill, but are there provisions in the bill that account for those who don't take their parental responsibilities or can't take their responsibilities seriously?
Representative Throne.
Quickly, the treaties do not trump the Constitution of the United States, and this is not even a treaty that the United States Congress has adopted. So at best, this is premature, and we don't even need to have this discussion, certainly not in a budget session.
30 seconds, Representative Botten.
Mr. Speaker, this would not change current law as written here. Current laws exist regarding bad parents, those who should not have parentage, to remove their parental rights with due process. That's already on the books. No, the treaty has not been adopted yet. If adopted, it becomes supreme law of the land, second only to the Constitution. It trumps federal and state law and our state constitution if that UN treaty becomes the law of the United States. So I urge your I vote on this resolution. Thank you.
Thank you. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo. Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
No.
Connolly.
No.
Kraft.
No.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
No.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery. Goggles.
No.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubnow.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Patton. Peasley. Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Roscoe.
No.
Simlick.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
No.
Braunisch.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
No.
Zwanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Lubnow, no to aye. Are there any other changes? Brown, no to aye. Zwanitzer Dan, no to aye. Are there any other changes? Childers, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 47 aye, 13 no.
Having received approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Joint Resolution 3 has passed and is referred to committee number... What did I put on that?
10.
Labor, Health, Social Services. Representative Stubson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May I have privilege of the floor?
Please proceed.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, just want to introduce you to the other half of the fifth grade at Willard Elementary, Mrs. Olson's class, which is standing in the back here. Can you please welcome them?
Standing committee reports.
Mr. Speaker, your committee number one, Judiciary, to whom is referred House Bill 14, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Barbudo, Brechtel, Brown, Kennedy, Green, Crone, Nicholas, Peasley, Throne. Signed, Representative Brown, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom is referred House Bill 8, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Barbudo, Kraft, Gay, Gingrey, Green, Harvey, Miller, Peasley, Reeder. Signed, Representative Harvey, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom was referred House Bill 9, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Barbudo, Kraft, Gay, Gingrey, Green, Harvey, Miller, Peasley, Reeder. Signed, Representative Harvey, Chairman.
Committee announcements. Chairman McComey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 6, Travel, will meet tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. in room H10, where we will take up House Bill 19, Cultural Trust Fund Board Membership, House Bill 10, Game and Fish Additional Elk Licenses, and House Bill 36, Per Mutual Permits.
Chairman Illaway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, will meet at 12:30 in room 302 to work on House Bill 32, Redistricting of the Legislature.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 9, Business. Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, I got to be retrained here. We'll meet tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock in room H18 to consider two bills, House Bill 26, Contractor Residency Provisions, and House Bill 27, Extension of the Energy Producing States Coalition. And full disclosure, I can't tell 17 from 15 to 16, so when I sent you all a message, it's Thursday for the prayer breakfast.
Chairman Corbett.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 8, Transportation, will meet today. And I remind everybody this is 15 minutes after adjournment, so that's going to be very shortly. We will hear one bill, House Bill number 4, Ignition Interlock Program Fees.
Chairman Berger.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 2 will continue to meet at 1 o'clock today to finish discussing some bills that we have coming out, and then today upon adjournment we will take our final vote on JAC's recommendations for the budget.
Chairman Childers. Mike, turn on your mic.
Your committee number 3 will meet Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. in room H11 to consider one bill, House Bill 38, Coal Severance Tax Industry Factor.
Chairman Brown.
Mr. Speaker, your committee number 1, Judiciary, will meet tomorrow morning at 6:58 a.m. to consider all bills assigned to the committee today, including but not limited to House Bill 12, Marketable Title Act, House Bill 13, Wind Estate Disclosure, House Bill 50, Insurance Fraud Prevention, and House Bill 11, Business Entities Revisions.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk.
General file for tomorrow will be House Bill number 14, House Bill number 8, and House Bill number 9.
With that, Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, February 15, 2012.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. House will be adjourned until Wednesday, February 15, 2012.